This entire year has been full of surprises, at least for those of us who dwell in the swamp, which, for what it's worth, has yet to be drained. But that starts with last year's elections. The group that I lead at PwC prepares a post-election paper that we send out the morning after an election. Uncertain of the election result, November of a year ago, we hedged our bets and did two versions of the paper that were close to ready to go the day of the election. So two versions. One, Hillary with a Republican Senate, and two, Hillary with a Democratic Senate. So I should have hung up my pundit hat with that, but I've continued this year. I do qualify all of my predictions at this point with that story, but I've continued to make more erroneous predictions, starting with the fact that I didn't believe that the Obama administration would finalize the 385 regulations before they checked out, but they did. I thought the Trump administration might reverse them, but they didn't because they thought they should hang on to them pending tax reform, which honestly I don't think they thought was going to get done as fast as it's getting done either. But I did get a couple of things right. When Speaker Ryan confidently predicted about a year ago that tax reform would be on the president's desk before the August recess, I asked, which year? So, to be clear, I didn't put the likelihood of enactment of a tax reform bill in 2017 above 50% until last week. I'm still not at 100%, but I do get more optimistic with each passing day.